I'm going to ask you now to list five qualities. You can take a pencil and write them down, or you can leave them right on your tape and take them off the tape later. I'll wait a second so that you can grab a pencil and paper if you want to. And we're going to list these five qualities so that you can have them for use in the future. I'm talking now so that people who want to get a pencil can get it. And we'll wait a minute so that you can feel that you're going right along with it. We're going to use these 5 points in the talk here today, and maybe it would be wise if you could jot them down. Well, anyway, I'm ready to start, and I hope all of you have your pencils. And the first one is my Christ self. My before birth self is present. My Christ self, my before birth self is present. Here's the second one. All bodies are sense images. 3. Nothing I see today is real. 4. Improve no sense images. 5. Sense images have no power. Now, Jesus Christ has appeared on earth to show us the I am the way. And he has said, follow me. Before we were born, he appeared on earth to show us that he was born of the Spirit, immaculately conceived, you remember, at 2 years of age he lived in a spiritual body that was protected against death and destruction. You'll remember that at 12 years of age, it was about his father's business. He was living under the protection of spirit. In his spiritual body, before physical birth. And that's what protected his 2-year-old body against the high priest. And that's why he was about his father's business, not his human father. He was calling this to our attention. Just as at the wedding of Cana, he addressed his mother as woman. What have I to do with thee? The term that he used, by the way, was called Juval, J-U-V-A-L. That's a term used for a stranger. It was used intentionally, of course. An impersonal term. The same term he had used for the woman of Samaria. A woman who could not give birth to spirit. That was the meaning of Juval. He was emphasizing that the living in a body that was before birth. He was living in a body that was before birth. Before Abraham was, I am. In short, I am immortal. He was always telling us that he was immortal. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father who sent me. For 3 solid years, he kept teaching that there is only one way to the kingdom. That way is narrow. So narrow that few there be who walk that way. For 3 years, he was doing marvelous things and healing everybody. And the people in the world did not understand. He was living in the immortal body of spirit. And he knew, understand this please, he knew that the people he was healing were also living in the immortal body of spirit. Do you see that? He wasn't healing their imperfections, he was revealing their perfection. He was revealing that they are immortal. Spirit is the firstborn of every creature. You'll find that in Colossians 1:15. Ye are gods, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. I am in the Father, ye in me. And I in thee. John 14:20. All attest to the living Spirit of God in you. That you walk away from every day. Led by the mortal mind, and believe that you were born. Oh no, time to face the reality. When an individual is born in the womb, he can't be the child of God. birth in the womb is not the child of God. He can't be one with God and be mortal. He's a mind image. Only immortal Christ is one with God, and Christ is not born in a womb. Paul caught this. He caught the fine distinction, and he walked in the Spirit. He knew me before the foundations of the world, meaning I was divine and complete before the foundations of the world. With this knowledge, Paul lived in the consciousness of midnight. That's the consciousness before humanhood, before the false dawn. Paul was never born. And in that midnight consciousness, he couldn't be held in a prison because he had no physical body. He was immortal. He was in the midnight consciousness, the consciousness before birth. Now we want to get to that midnight consciousness. And we can. Your acceptance of spiritual truth, not lip service, but of spiritual absolute truth, and no opposite, that is the essential ingredient. It is important to obey these truths, that you first established that you are immortal, and therefore you have no physical body. Let's try that now. I accept immortality as my only consciousness. Everything born of the flesh in the flesh dies. That's a fact. I am spirit, not born of flesh. My life began before birth. What I was before birth was spirit, and I have continued to be spirit, immortal spirit. Everything after birth in the womb dies. Birth in the womb can't be Christ. That is the basic Christ demonstration. Only Christ is one with God. I must be that immortal one. To be one, I must be Christ. I must be immortal. I cannot be human and divine. Now, I am ready. I am ready to learn the basic points. These points are necessary to the midnight consciousness. Because I am immortal, my immortal self is present. That's your first principle. I am not living a human life. I cannot be sick or have pain. Mortal mind feels sick, feels pain. I never do. Material sense feels pain. I must say no to material sense, to form, to physical body. The body is a mortal mind image. Because of my immortal mind, I cannot accept the forms of the mind. Now, your second basic principle is this: all bodies are sense images. Just as I must accept that I am not in a body. No one else is in a body either. Look about you. There is not one body . There is not another body, and a third body, and a fourth body, and 5 million bodies. We are all immortal, and we live in one immortal body. I live in a mortal body. An immortal body, my neighbor, lives in an immortal body. There is only one body. All bodies are sense images. This will seem difficult. But immediately we will notice a new sense of harmony. It is impossible for one body to be belligerent, sullen, uncooperative. In the same body, loving, cheering, cheerful, anxious to please. There are no separate bodies in spirit. All one. And one has no limitation. No boundaries. No finitude. Your spiritual body will not be anchored to a place. It is never separated from God by birth or death. So now we dwell incorporeally in the spiritual body. Your third principle. Is nothing you see today is real. Nothing you see today is real. Mortal mind is ever busy building an imitation world. But God is all. We do not accept death. We are interested in life eternal. And that is the only life that exists. We have become aware of God's consciousness. As we become equally aware of the illusion, we see nothing to resist. We judge not. We resist not. We condemn not. And the reason is that we would only be judging ourselves. But there's another reason. There is nothing to resist. I sit quiet now, my eyes closed. I see all sorts of things. I let the images come directly toward me, feeling their weightlessness, feeling their incorporeality. I impersonalize them. I can take about a half hour a day and see that there is no personal life. I impersonalize pain, sorrow, ugliness, uncleanliness, failure, and their opposites. I'm learning how to live in no personal self. I'm beginning to dwell in consciousness and thread my actions with substance. I spend a lot of quiet time getting acquainted with my adversary, learning his tricks, rehearsing my actions, reactions, and above all, the world has been reduced to a dollhouse. Even the big issues in life, job, family, friend, I must learn to see their unreality. Because only spirit is. the fourth principle? This is another severe test. You are given a variety of images. Many of them are needful of repair. Your first impulse is to offer your help, do good, to improve them. You must remain faithful to God. Didn't God make a perfect universe? Doesn't God have the power to maintain a perfect universe? Have you been fooled? Have you accepted the belief that something in God's universe is imperfect? Then the master hypnotist has fooled you too. You are trying to improve the imitation, and you are asleep. Spiritual healing is the very opposite. Always recognize the truth the instant you are given the problem. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. Accept the problem and then forget it, and the person who brought it to you as well. Is that heartless? No. It is the truth, and the truth will make you free and your patient free. The perfection of the spirit is a fact that never varies. While you forget the patient and the problem, give him back his spiritual self, and you will free that patient. Our fifth principle will follow in a moment. Maintain the consciousness principles my Christ self, my never born self, is always present, and it's the only self I have. If I act in any other self, I'm living in the imitation world. All bodies are sense images. There isn't one body alive that is a reality. My husband, my wife, my children, my friends, the President of the United States, the Pope, all the nasty people who do terrible things, all the robbers, the murderers, the rapists, they are no thing. You must know this about everyone you see. Nothing I see today is real. It is a fact. improve those sense images. But maintain the consciousness. Maintain the immortal consciousness. Know that all is perfect and is maintained perfect. And five you do not have yet, and that is coming up. Your fifth principle is that sense images have no power. Well, think of Daniel in the lion's den. Think of the lepers. Think of an army trying to kill a 2-year-old boy and failing. The human mind cannot figure out how it can be that the human hand can never touch the Spirit of God. Sense images are manufactured in the brain, and they have power over other sense images because they are also manufactured in the brain. But there, the power stops. It is within your power to stop manufacturing images. The truth will make you free. And that is why you start with your consciousness of immortality. However difficult it is to begin. And go through these five principles until you have mastered them. I call it the painless crucifixion. An attacker comes with a knife. Disease reaches inside your body. The rent is due. The children are going hungry. Your immortal self has the answer. But where is that immortal self? It is the same self that Jesus presented to the multitudes. It draws from infinity. It is free of illusion. It has no personal selfhood. It is one with Source. It is a consciousness that exists before the human. It is yourself before the world illusion. It moves above the world mind universe, awake, not asleep. The visible images all take place after birth. The invisible truth exists eternally before birth and continues to exist, while the illusions of birth follow at the same time. The immortal consciousness sees no images. The attacker disappears. The disease vanishes. The rent is paid by a mysterious stranger. The two children do not grow hungry. Why? Because you are seeing them as the Christ, and you are seeing truth of them because you are the Christ and because they are the Christ. Christ exists before human birth. Christ is your consciousness of immortality. Christ is one with the Father. We are God's little children and have overcome them because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. Do not make the mistake of waiting for things to get better. They are better. Use the equipment you have. The life that was in the beginning, the Word, is still the Word and dwells within you. Free it. We are children of God, and if children, then heirs. Joint heirs with Christ, that we may be glorified together. Your hope of glory is Christ within. The immortal self of every creature. And the sooner you start seeing that you are yourself, the Christ, the immortal, the sooner Christ will sit upon the throne of your consciousness. We have to do a little world work this time, and there's been a change in daylight saving time, so check your time against California. If you want to this time continue our efforts to learn about self, try to understand immortality. After you establish your silence, try to dwell in the immortal side. Dwell in the immortal nature of your neighbor. Look across that fence and see that he is immortal too. Do that to the neighbors on the other side, to the neighbors up the street, but certainly do it to him. Establish his immortality. You'll notice that you feel differently about him, and perhaps you'll notice that he feels differently about you. The immortality of your neighbor and your neighbor and your neighbor is going to be the immortality of the world. That is the consciousness that is growing. It is the consciousness that you require to make the voice audible within you. It is the consciousness of truth. So this Saturday at 3 p.m. California time, our meditation will be the immortality of your neighbor. I expect you to do that, to do it well. And I think we'll practice it for the moment so that we can understand what it is. My neighbor is immortal. I can take him by name or by appearance. Mr. Richards is immortal. Mr. Richards gets out there and he yells a lot. And his dog comes over and it's not very nice. And I dislike a lot of things about Mr. Richard. He makes noise at night, has his radio going or his TV going too loud. He doesn't know it, but he is immortal. And I know it. I know that his immortality is perfect. And there's no other Mr. Richards. I'm going to extend this beyond Mr. Richards. To my other neighbors. I've got the secret of peace on earth, of goodwill toward man. And I've got to live in it day in and day out. I can't think ill of anyone while I think he's immortal. And if I think ill of anyone, I am disbelieving that he is immortal. I am in a divided consciousness. I will not fare very well because I have lost my God. Oh, this cleans things up so much better. We have to think well of everyone. We have to think well of even the rapist. He too is immortal. And pretty soon there is no rapist, you see. Dwell upon these things. Let your heart flow with your soul. Let your soul flow with your spirit. There is one universe, one immortal universe, and we all live in it. And those who know it are making the transition to that universe. Let us be still.